Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first short and sweet guided meditation session. I want to take the time to thank you all for tuning in, for listening, and really for showing up for yourselves. I honor the space and time we share here and now, and I am truly grateful for these moments of divine connection. This is a live recording, so I hope that together we can immerse ourselves in the experience of this present moment. My name is Rochelle Baron, and I am the yoga instructor and the founder of The Mushin Effect. And I hope that you like this little guided meditation that I've put together for you today. Let me begin by saying that I hope that you all are having a fantastic day. I hope that you all are keeping well. I hope that you all are mindful and grateful with every step that we take, or at least remind yourself to be, you know? It's raining on my end, so you may hear a little bit of raindrops. I hope that's a bit soothing for you. And I hope that wherever you are and whatever weather you're having, you're all good. Today, we're going to start in a standing position. So we're going to get up on our feet and stand nice and tall like a tree. I want you to find a nice comfortable spot, a space that feels quiet and safe, and a space that allows you the opportunity to really get in tune with your mind and body. Remember, it's all about you. It's all about what's happening in this space, in this present moment. So I hope, again, that you are able to immerse yourself in this little practice. And I hope that you have something to take away at the end of this. So again, we're going to start in a standing position. I want you to get up on your feet. I want you to stand nice and tall, just like a tree. We're going to place our hands to the side, palms facing up, and we're going to close our eyes. This is where we'll begin. I want you to start by just taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the inhales and the exhales if you can. And also, if you can start to notice the thoughts as they come and as they go. Taking nice, slow, steady breaths. Or I should say, breathing at a pace that feels comfortable for you, that feels good for the body. I'm going to keep the eyes closed. I'm going to firmly stand on those feet. I'm just going to keep taking deep breaths. Softening the body. Kind of easing the mind. And allowing those sensations to come to your attention. Now your goal here is simply to breathe. Again, notice the inhales and the exhales. Notice how the body feels. What's on your mind? We're going to begin by saying to ourselves that today, here and now, I show up in service of my breath, my body, my mind. And in doing so, we're gonna try a little exercise. See if we can really wake up the body. Keep in mind that our breaths are so powerful. The body has so much wisdom, and the mind is one captivating thought after another. Remember, this is all about you. So I really want you to feel and to be. This time and this space is created for you. So we're gonna go into our little exercise. And we're gonna see if we can turn our awareness to our feet. Keep focusing on your breath. Notice what feels good and what doesn't. And on your next inhale, we're gonna move that breath all the way into the feet. And when I say move the breath into the feet, I mean when you inhale and when you exhale, I want you to see if you can focus your attention just on your feet for now. The feet, feeling the soles of the feet connecting, grounding, becoming aware, becoming closer to the earth, coming closer to you. I want you to root those soles of the feet into the ground. And feel as it supports the length of your body. Keep moving the breath into the feet. Notice how they feel. Do you feel tension? Do you feel firm? Feel free to move side to side. Feel free to give the toes a little stretch. And feel free to just stand still. And see if you can sense that groundedness. Now, if we're standing nice and firmly on our feet, on your next inhale, we're going to move up to the legs. So we're going to go all the way from the ankles to the knees. Feeling that connection from feet to ankle to knees. Finding that groundedness, that stability, that firmness in the feet. And then distributing that all the way up into the legs, up to the knees. Notice if there's any tension in the ankles or the knees. And if there is, see if you can readjust your body so that it feels comfortable. Remember, it's all about you. It's all about how you feel right now. Notice the connection between mind and body. Notice the focus and the concentration that's required. Notice with each inhale, there's an opportunity to expand, to tap into the wisdom of our body. Tap into the wisdom of our breath. Notice how everything seems to fall into place. Again, we're going to move the breath into the spaces that I just talked about. So from the knees all the way down into the feet. I want you to feel the firmness again. And then notice the strength that moves into the legs as we focus our attention in this area. And then stand here. See if we can hold that focus. Move the breath into that space. Feel the connection. Feel the movement, the engagement, the firmness, the support, the strength. Next, we're going to move all the way from the knees to the hips. So this covers the area of the thighs, the pelvis, and of course, the hips. And I want you to see if you can maintain that firmness, that groundedness, that support in the feet. Move that all the way up into the legs, all the way to the hips. See if you can engage the muscles around the thighs, the glutes, the quads. If you notice there's a little arch in your back, see if you can tuck the tailbone or do that little driving the hip forward, tucking the hips, the tailbone, squaring the hips, and again, feeling the engagement all through the legs, feeling the firmness in the feet. This area, our pelvis or hips, tends to hold a lot of tightness. I want you to see if you can move the breath into that space. And really feel it coming alive. I want you to take a moment. Take a few moments here. Breathing. Feeling. Noticing. All those little sensations. If you notice any tension in the thighs, the hips, the lower back, I want you to take a deep breath. And at the exhale, let it go. Feel the lower body waking up. Feel its strength and its support and its groundedness. Feel your connection in every part of your body. And notice how that goes hand in hand with what's happening in your mind. If you notice yourself holding your breath or sensing tension or discomfort, just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Keep going back to that sensation. Keep grounding yourself. You are the center. And this is where we must come back. With your next inhale, we're going to move into the abdominal area. So this covers all the areas, the front, where the core is, the back, sides. And I want you to see if you can maintain that groundedness in the feet, the engagement in the legs, feeling that strength and that support running all the way up through the pelvis, into the hips, and then finally touching your abdominals. Here I want you to, again, move the breath into this space. Notice how the belly expands as you inhale. Notice how it contracts when you exhale. Again, if you're feeling any tension in your lower back, your legs, your feet, lift the breath into that area. And then as you exhale, see if you can let it go. Notice what feels good. Keep moving the breath into the belly. Keep noticing the belly expand. Next, we're going to move into the chest, the upper back, the shoulders, an area that's often neglected, not given a lot of attention. This is where our heart center is, so I really want you to lift the butt into that area. Standing nice and tall, again grounding the feet, feeling that strength and support all the way from the feet into the legs, passing the pelvis and the hips, then the abdominals, and coming straight for the heart, opening the chest and the shoulders, and really feeling all those sensations. If you notice any tension in the back, take a deep breath. Maybe exhale. Let it go. If you feel called to give the shoulders a nice little massage by rotating it backwards and forwards, feel free to. If you do this, see if you can notice the nice little rotation and connection in the shoulder joints. Remember to breathe and synchronize those movements with the breath. For those of you that are standing still, see if you can move the breath all the way into the chest, the shoulders, the back. Feel the chest opening, expanding, receiving. Feel that energy flowing all the way through the arms, down at the fingertips. And perhaps all through the body. So we're almost in full connection. I want you to feel those sensations. Really get in tune with the breath and body. Not just where your mind goes. Are you focused? Are you distracted? What would you like to achieve? Finally, we're going to move all the way up from the neck, throat, to the crown of the head. I want you to see if you can tuck the chin so that the spine that runs all the way into the back of the head is nice and long. See if you can keep the shoulders nice and open, chest nice and open. See if you can keep the tailbone tucked and the feet nice and grounded. I want you to stand here. I want you to breathe. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. and exhale. The aim of this exercise is to show you that the body functions as a unit. You are as beautiful and tall as a tree, and you are grounded and structured. And your strength and your support and your firmness adds together. And breath and body is in alignment, and mind and body is in alignment. And you are connected to yourself. Finally, you stand here whole. All the way from the bottom of the feet to the crown of the head. You're as beautiful and tall as a tree. Functioning, existing, being one. I want you to keep focusing on your breath. Keep noticing your sensations. Keep letting your thoughts come and go. Again, if you notice yourself drifting, take a moment and then step back into it. Practice makes permanent, and I know you got this. Nice and firm and strong, supported and guided. I always like to share with my students, and as you have heard me say, the body is filled with wisdom. You simply have to tap into it. In a moment's notice, we don't tell our bodies to walk. We don't tell our eyes to see. We don't ask our mouths to speak. It happens. We're a fascinating existence, aren't we? If you take the moment to notice, you'll see all the power is there. In breath, in body, in mind, in you. And I always like to leave my students with one little thing for themselves. Take a moment to give gratitude for whatever it is you want to. Honor yourself for showing up. Bringing together your breath and your body is one of the most beautiful things. Bringing together your mind and your body, allowing it to operate in synchronicity. Remember, you cannot be anxious and consciously breathing. And so I leave you with a reminder to always come back to your breath and your body. Take a deep breath. Absorb it. Slowly exhale. Let it go. Thank you all for joining me. Namaste.